I am welcome to Space Radio. Radio. And we are on the air. Talk about energy levels today. The biggest concern in America is energy levels. Oddly amount of people seeking ways out there to get energy to keep up the demands and society has on them today. B12 shots, to drink, you name it. We want it. We want it fast. We want it yesterday, like the New York Stock Exchange. Let's define energy first. It's in the mitochondria. It's the powerhouse of the cell. Cells need fuel to produce that feeling you get when you're heightened, like a sugar rush. Glucose is the energy known and is extracted from the foods through a chemical process called metabolism. Slow metabolism, slow energy production. When life has become a chore, as many people say, and we experience these low energy levels, all we want to do is curl up on the couch and just go to sleep. Examples will include stuff like, you know, high stress, physically and mentally stressful situations, poor dietary habits, like eating only fast food, which decrease the B by 93% in your body. And then you're missing meals altogether. You're not even pulling glucose. You're not pulling anything. And so with low food intake combined with poor nutritional habits, many deprive the body of the nutrients needed for energy production. Your vitamin B, your iron, your niacin, your zinc, your vitamin C, and calcium are de-stress nutrients, but they also produce energy in the body. So we're sitting here with not only the nutrition depletion, but we have the physical action that's needed. If we don't train the body every day to just get up and do, then our body becomes this mush, you know? The muscles become just lethargic. It's difficult for the body to, when you're wanting it to, you're demanding it to do certain things, and you're saying, hey, okay, one or fight or flight, situations may come into play where you need to get out of a situation. Think fast sort of situations to daily livelihood, going out to get the mail. And there are some people that just stop going to get the mail. They don't even walk the energy or the exercise. They don't even do that. So what are they doing? They're depleting the nutrients needed in the body to keep them healthy, to give them the energy. If you don't do, you will lose. And that is an old saying forever. And when we have metabolism and nutrition, this is the interesting part. Pantothenic acid is very crucial. It's a B vitamin. It is one of the catalysts of energy creation. This particular B vitamin is an element in the formation of a coenzyme A, which is carrier molecule in the Krebs cycle. Well, what we're going to look at, and not get too scientific on this stuff, but the Krebs cycle is a series of enzyme reactions that yield energy through the release and utilization of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins to fuel cellular function. Well, the interesting part about the carbs, protein, and the fat is that dark green leafy vegetables and vegetables have protein, carbs, and fat, but they also have all the nutrients you need. For instance, a carrot is high in vitamin A. It has calcium and has vitamin C. So does an apple. So when you include the fruits and vegetables into your diet, always look at a horse, for example. Look at this lean horse. You see how beautiful it is and how muscular it is. And we're amazed how this is a vegetarian animal. He has oats and apples and carrots, and they give them a little bit of a vitamin to for certain horses, of course, but that is mainly what their diet is, you know, like a stallion out in the wild. So it's pretty amazing to me how these horses are so lean, but they get exercise as well, and they have all the nutrients they need. So when we are releasing energy from the carbohydrates, then we have something called the formation of glycogen from a non-carbohydrate source, such as an amino acid or a fatty acid. So pantothenic acid, it also helps boost red blood cells. Well, so does iron, vitamin C, Very important. If you look at a red bell pepper or even an apple, and you notice that it's heart-shaped as well as it has chambered on the inside, that helps you remember that it's good for your bloodstream, for your heart. Provides more oxygen for fuel producing and enhances the body's coenzyme A activity, increases ATP production, such as quinoa, millet. Those are rich in iron, fat, and carbohydrate, as well as protein. It's a nice balanced source of nutrients. It's essential to maintaining the body's energy level. When you pair the quinoa and, say, lentils, when you pair two vegetable sources, so to speak, you have a complete protein, 21 amino acids. And then my suggestion is that you put a little salsa in there for the antioxidants. Throw a little kale and or broccoli and enhance that calcium and vitamin E, vitamin A production, which are fat-soluble vitamins. And that way you're able to decrease the fat that's in your body, cleanse the liver, and help with the fat production. It actually will decrease the fat production that's if you have a fatty liver. Say, like one example is if you drink too much alcohol, or even not even only that, like if you have a thyroid issue or a liver issue, a digestive issue, a bile overproduction of bile in your body, etc. So very important that you take in the dark greens. Any way you want to look at it, you can't get around this. If you're not going to eat your dark greens, then you need supplementation. It just is very, very important. We have two types of glands for the energy of two key glands, which is you have the adrenals and you have the thyroids. Both are part of the endocrine system. Bodies ductless glands that produce and secrete hormones directly into the blood or lymph, which secretes the substance of all parts of the body. The adrenal glands consist of an intersection of a medulla plus the other portion called the cortex. Each part produces secretions that affect energy production in the body. Responding to these impulses, its origin is in the brain, which you hear about the adrenal cortex. Well, there you go. That's what that is. It travels through the sympathetic nervous system. It travels through the medulla, producing the hormones universally associated with the fight or flight alarm reaction. So when you create the stress on the body, then you have to have this happen. Well, if you are depleted in nutrients, then you have to increase the nutrients even more so. Sorry about that. A little loud of background noise I had to take out. The secretion directly into the blood and carried virtually all tissues of the body. So this is very important that the nervous system, that you create healthy environment. People, places, things like that. It needs to be a non-stress environment. And if it is a stressful environment, you've got to have a place where you de-stress. You have to have a happy place to go, so to speak. When you have increased heart activity, and what's going to happen? So, like, for instance, if you take in too much sugar and your heart rate increases, well, the sugar spike actually, it will constrict the bloodstream. It will constrict, and then it will release rapidly. And so this opening and closing is not good for things. You actually can have some of the veins collapse, causing spider veins or anything like that. How to help with this situation is the fat soluble and vitamin C, which will help repair the situation. So those who are diabetic, it would be very important to take foods that are vitamin E, because if you're diabetic, more than likely you're on some type of heart medication. So it would be a great idea to take in foods that are rich in vitamin E, like your dark greens. And because you don't want to take an E supplement if you are on high blood pressure medication. And so with this is very, very important in the energy. It's not just taking in something. You have to understand how this is all affects. And so what we're going to do next week also is talk more about the energy producing in the body. Like, how can we make this a daily walk versus going and getting an injection, because you have to remember that B and C are used, zapped, and you have to refill it every couple hours in the body. So if you're taking a B12 shot and you're taking one like once a week or maybe once a day, you're not getting enough in. It is like a waste, in my opinion, my professional opinion, it is a waste of time. What you need to do is you need to have the Bs in your body every 2 hours. If you're not getting, you have like a B complex that you can take instead. You can take 2 B complex or 1 B complex every 4 hours, and that will suffice as long as you're getting in the nutrients from the other B vitamins that are found in your vegetables and your fruits, as well as the grains and wheat germ. But if you're a person who has to be on, then you would be a good idea to have a B complex in your meals. The quinoa and the rice, those are gluten-free items, so that would be wise to include that in your meals. And whereas pasta, it's has niacin added back in, because niacin is depleted during the production process. So next week when we're back on the air, we're going to talk more about energy and getting you through the winter. I hope you have a great Friday and a great weekend, and we will see you next week. Well, you're here for me next week. Have a great day.